All right, let me jump on into the Right Side Way opening monologue. I'll remind you guys that the Right Side Way is brought to you every single day by my friend and attorney, Stan McDonald. Stan McDonald, he's a partner at the law firm of Wilmer & Lee, and he's a 30-year veteran in the practice of law, and he is the daily sponsor of the Right Side Way, and I'll tell you more about Stan here momentarily. In the meantime, let me just jump right on in. So, I don't know if you've heard or not, but student loans, like I said a moment ago, are actually back in the news. There's a new report that came out that indicates that upwards of 5.3 million people in the U.S. have defaulted on student loans. 5.3 million. Another 4 million on top of that are said to be 90 to 120 days late on their student loan payments. That's 9.3 million people. That's, and less than 40% of all student loan borrowers are currently current on their loan payments overall. And y'all, that's a travesty. That's just horrible. It also clearly indicates that we have a problem. Either those loans never should have been given to the in the first place, or they took out more than they could afford, or the economy is just so bad they can't find enough work to make their payments. Maybe there's a little bit of each. I don't know. But I think there's a bigger problem. What do you think? I'll give you my thoughts. I believe that what we are watching right now is a crisis of accountability. There's a generation out there of loan recipients who have been patted on the head and told that they were the victims because they took out a loan from mean people and they shouldn't have to pay it back. Somehow receiving money from someone else and signing your name on the dotted line with a promise to repay it means nothing because apparently Uncle Sugar will just run in there and rescue you. Well, the jig is up. Uncle Sugar has turned off the trust fund tap. The Trump administration has just announced that it will begin working to collect on unpaid student loan debts. Trump's Secretary of Education, Linda McMahon, said yesterday, quote, going forward, she said, the Department of Education, in conjunction with the Department of Treasury, will shepherd the student loan program responsibly and according to the law, which means helping borrowers return to repayment, both for the sake of their own financial health and for our nation's economic outlook. Yeah. So the federal government has basically been ordered to follow through on the contractual remedies that the borrowers actually agreed to in the beginning. Basically, if you're in default on a student loan, they can call the note. They can garnish wages. They can reclaim tax funds. Overall, the Department of Education said that 42 million borrowers are currently out there who owe the government over $1.6 trillion. And one department official from education said it's pushing the entire student loan portfolio towards a fiscal cliff. I mean, liberals are already freaking out that the Trump administration plans to actually hold people accountable. It's going to be a sure enough wake-up call when the free lunch is over, for millions. But let's think about the way we got here. Let's consider for just a minute the legal, ethical, mental, and moral twists and turns that liberals pushed to get us to the point that an entire 14% of the United States actually owes money to the government for student loans. And how can it be, by the way, that the vast majority of them do it right while a batch of them are still given a pass for not doing it right? Well, you may recall back in 2022, President Biden went to the podium and attempted to justify his efforts to grow the welfare state. I know you've all heard about it. It was his plan to pay off student loans, right? Estimates put the price tag for Biden's student loan bailout originally at $400 billion. Ostensibly because people who knowingly entered into a contract to receive a benefit shouldn't have to be held accountable to their own contractual obligations. I mean, because, you know, it's hard or something equally insulting. I mean, the bottom line is, y'all, there's no free lunch. These are government bailouts that Biden was talking about, and they are bailouts that are unrelated to war or poverty or natural disaster. They are simply related to the idea of rescuing knuckleheads from their own bad financial decision-making. And they have to be paid by somebody. Like I said, get a free pass on your student loan, but there ain't no free lunch. Somebody's going to pay. The Supreme Court finally stepped in and rejected the Biden student loan bailout, but he kept going, finding key ways to work end-arounds, and eventually he claims to have written off over $183 billion in student loans overall. Look, there's a number of things wrong with that idea. First of all, I'm an attorney, so I'll tell you the first thing I think of is from a legal standpoint. Biden did not have the authority to do this. The Supreme Court agreed. The student loan bailout was touted by Biden as necessary under the auspices of emergency spending that was related back to the COVID pandemic. But even when the pandemic was over, it was still going on. Even if the pandemic was not over, though, the veracity of Biden's position that he could just spend federal tax dollars to pay off individual debts, that's just indefensible legally. Secondly, I would have to argue the notion of paying off somebody else's debts who has not even asked you to do it for them is just ethically wrong. Not just legally, but ethically. I mean, how can a president who actually has a fiduciary responsibility to the whole of the American public justify the ethical position that just because times were hard, the government needs to lighten the contractual obligations of some citizens and not others? I mean, can the government be so into the idea of picking winners and losers that it can just ethically look in the eyes of a 24-year-old who thought it'd be a great idea to borrow $50,000 for a degree in underwater basket weaving, and then in a fit of misguided benevolence, pay that debt off simply because it came through a university? At the same time, though, turn around and deny any other relief to a 24-year-old who worked a night job to get a certificate as a journeyman plumber and then borrowed $50,000 to buy the equipment to start his own company. You hear what I'm saying? One gets paid off, the other one doesn't. They're both in the same boat, and yet that's the government telling you that one deserves a free lunch, but the other one doesn't. All right, that's legal and ethical. What about mental? Well, we know what Biden's mental state was like, sort of. But literally, what are we to think of a commander-in-chief who would say on one day he's going to use $400 billion of our tax revenues to pay off student loans because, you know, the pandemic and hard times and all that. At the same time, going out there and campaigning for president, emphatically saying that he built an economy that was so great that nobody was having hard times. I mean, it's a mental machination that eludes most people, and the only conclusion was he was lying, knowingly, or he was deluded, unknowingly, or basically that the same brain was doing both. All those conflicting thought patterns without one of the other two conclusions meshing. He was either lying or deluded. In essence, if he were in court tomorrow, I could easily say that his testimony would be immediately impeachable. All right, so that's legally, ethically, and mentally. How about this? I can also argue against the student loan bailout without too much trouble in those regards, but there's another argument I believe bears equal, maybe even greater weight. Because the question as to whether or not a student loan bailout should be done, that question has to be asked morally. By telling an entire generation that the debts that they incurred are really not their fault, and they shouldn't have to bear such responsibility. Well, the Biden administration has now just perpetrated the growth of a welfare mentality. And having a welfare mentality, the kind of mentality that says, I'm a victim and I need to be rescued, that keeps other people who would otherwise be strong, healthy members of society from learning the value of getting out there and taking a calculated risk. It tells them there's no need to press through adversity. It tells them they've become expectant regardless of their potential for productivity. Would we ever raise our kids to believe there's no hope of success without somebody else stepping in and rescuing us? In essence, Joe Biden told every kid who didn't bother to show up to practice and came late to the game that they're still going to get a participation trophy. That's what it boils down to. So yeah, I can argue against that legally, ethically, mentally, and morally. But I'm glad we don't have to anymore. Because apparently the Trump administration is going to step in and fix this. The Trump administration is saying, no, that free lunch is over. You got to pay the tab. And oh, by the way, if you default, we're going to do all the usual things. We're not going to make the taxpayers pick up the bill. We're going to garnish your wages. We're going to get a judgment against you. We're going to take your house if we have to. And you know what? If you have a tax refund coming, you're not going to get it. And I hate it. That sounds pretty, you know, austere. At the same time, what they were talking about doing before was just the government picking the winners and the losers, and all the rest of us were the losers, by the way. A healthy society cannot survive on the notion that nobody should ever be held accountable for their actions. And the millions and millions of productive citizens out there that are making a go of it and contributing to their communities, who take the great risks and who know the great failures, but also know the great achievements, those are the people that are now being called upon to pat those poor souls on the head that has somehow borne the ignominy, the burden, the pain of just being asked to pay their own debts. Well, I'm sorry they made a mistake, and I'm sorry they got a useless degree, but my family should not be forced to pay for it. And believe me, somebody always has to pay for it. There is no such thing as a free lunch. And that's a wrap for The Right Side Way.